G'day, Daniel.
Lovely to talk to you as always on a Tuesday morning. Look forward to finding out about history. And where are we off to today?
Well, look, I was going to talk to you about Dr. May this week, but that'll have to wait. There's been an event this weekend which has created local history.
Right.
Bundaberg's favourite son retired after a career of almost half a century in the media, and I want to tell you his story.
So I guess then, Angela, are you going to tell us who it is?
I'm going to keep you in suspense, Daniel. Now, stick with me. Irish immigrants Edward and Mary Byrne came to Queensland, and in 1864, their red-haired son Stephen was born. Edward ran the first punt in the Burnett River in the 1870s before we had a bridge, and at that time the family lived in a bark humpy on the riverbank at the end of Burram Street. Now, they moved from there to a cottage on the corner of Crofton and McLean Street. It's not far from where 4BU is now, and it's also very close to the railway station. So when Stephen, the son, started a carrying business, he was very handy to the railway. Now, Stephen married Mary Ann Hallisey in 1891. Mary Ann had emigrated from Ireland as a 16-year-old when things were very tough there. And she was 21 when she married Stephen, and they made their home in Wangara Street, West Bundaberg.
Angela Lathouris, the 4BU historian, joins us this morning. And did they have a family?
Yes, they did. They had six children, but it's Jack, their second son, who I want to talk about. Many local people will recall Gentleman Jack Byrne. He was a man with the gift of the gab, and it was a great asset to him in his job as the manager of Bus and Turner. Jack was an all-round sportsman. He was very gregarious, and he always was very well-dressed. And he was a great storyteller, and I can remember some stories about fairies and pixies dancing on the lawn outside their house in Bourbon Street. Still brings a smile to my face when I think about it. But a bit of trivia for you, Daniel. Jack Byrne was the third student enrolled at Bundaberg State High on the day it opened in 1912. And beside his name on the roll is his father's name and occupation, Stephen Byrne Carrier.
Well, it's amazing how all of these stories are intertwined.
That's what I love about history, Daniel. Now, there's more to this story.
Okay.
Jack Byrne married Jessie Balaam, and they had three children, John, Mari and Patrick. Tragically, Patrick died when he was accidentally shot at the age of 20. He was a student at Gatton College. John followed in his father's footsteps and became the manager of Bus and Turner. Mari married Lenny Welch, and they had three children, Patrick, Johnny and Kathy. And anyone who knows those three will agree that they also inherited the gift of the gab. But one of them made a career out of it, and he retired last weekend, Daniel. His name is Patrick Welch.
Oh, that'd be Patrick Welch, the sports journalist.
That's right. Now, Patrick will tell you he's never done a day's work in his life because he spent his life playing, watching, writing and talking about sport. And his wife, Cecilyn, will tell you that when he comes home from work, he watches more sport. Now, Patrick has broadcast from nine Olympic Games. He's covered the golf, the cricket, rugby, tennis, every sport you can think of over 47 years. He was the first to speak to Kathy Freeman when she won gold at the Sydney Olympics. Mm-hmm. And people like Dawn Fraser, Greg Norman and Alan Border regard Patty as a friend. Now, he read the sport on Channel 7 for 47 years, and Patrick's number one fan was his mother, Mari, and she watched him every night. Woe betide anyone who rang Mari during the news. Now, Daniel, a lot of people in Bundaberg know Patrick personally, and they'll all tell you that he's a great bloke. But what's more, Patrick has a family history that goes back to the very beginning of the town of Bundaberg. Now, if you'd like to check my Facebook page, Bundaberg Our History, I'm going to post a couple of my dad's home movies of Paddy as a kid. He hasn't changed a bit. But I know that all of Bundaberg is proud of this living legend, and they'd all want to wish him the very best with the next phase of his life.
It certainly has been a wonderful career talking about Pat Welsh. I was sort of wondering where you were going with all this, Angela, but really do appreciate your time this morning as always. And, yeah, best to keep an eye out on Angela's Facebook page, which is Bundaberg Our History. Really appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Daniel. That was great.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU.